yourself look good.
Don't you dare.
My ankles were too swollen up to even respond. Oh, it's the shortest intro ever.
Welcome to
the broadcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We're so glad to be
we
here.
We are delighted to be here as your hostesses with the mostesses for
the broadcast. I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters.
Oh, we both went high. I love that.
That's so fun. You're probably hearing double, and of course you are. We are a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
Now, most of the time, people can't tell us apart. Whether it's on the radio or on the television.
Or on the street.
Don't feel bad.
Or on the stage.
It's okay.
Oh.
We have fun with it.
And if our name sounds familiar to you, yes. We are those Filsons of the Filson family.
Filbert Fortune. Of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A fortune built on nuts. Nuts.
Never thought you'd say that.
A nut fortune.
We're a rich couple of nuts.
You're a nut.
You are a nut. But I guess you could say we're a pair of nuts.
You're cute. You're cute and you're fun.
Am I the luckiest?
I'm the luckiest.
You're a nut.
Oh, give me a
Here's
break.
A little story for
I can
you.
See you nuts.
Okay.
Oh, yes,
oh, we got a live one.
You haven't been introduced yet.
Boy,
we got a live
boy.
One. Our father, Phil Filson, God rest his soul. He said, my beautiful identical twin daughters.
You couldn't tell us apart. Never could.
He couldn't either.
Never could.
Don't rest on your nuts. Nope. Go out there and make a difference in this world. So here we are.
On Vashon Island.
Vashon.
I
did
say
you,
it every
did
time,
you hear my
but
voice
it's
go
just
down?
A very Vashon. Drab place. It's a very drab and dull place. It's an island. It's a very small island. It's called Vashon.
It's like an island, only smaller.
It's in the Great Pacific Northwest. They call it the Great Pacific Northwest. Yes. Not to be humble at all. My God.
There's a great amount of trees.
Great. I mean, honestly, it's very
There's some
dull.
Great mountains, the great trees,
I mean,
a great amount
okay.
of Subarus.
I guess it depends on what you call great. That's
what.
That's all
to.
I'm going to say.
But anyway, here we are in Vashon.
We love being here. We love to make a difference in the lives of this,
that's for sure.
this small town and the small people. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
We get dropped off once a month for this show, and then we leave right away again.
Yeah, but more often now, we've got this new format. I hope you're all enjoying it. We're on Friday nights now.
Is this a Friday night?
La.
I'm so jet lagged. We'll tell
Who
you
knows?
Where we've been earlier, but my God.
Speaking of which, you're listening to the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. You know what's the beauty of it? You can go to that place, thevoiceofvashon.org, listen to all our shows. Let's say you found us quite by accident. You said, my God, these two are great. These
you
two
know that that's
are
the first
so
thing they're gonna say.
Brilliant. I want to listen to more.
First, they're going to talk about our looks. And, you know, we're not shallow people. We're not all about our looks. It's more about the brains, the work we've
that's
done
right.
in small communities like Vashon.
Like
this,
Vashon
I think,
Island.
Is very important that we should know. Of how much we have altered lives
we
in
give.
Small communities
we
like this around the
give,
world.
And we give.
Here and Alaska, I think, is our best work.
Yep. And Berlin.
And that's true.
I mean,
and part of Brussels as well.
So here we are.
And you know, on voiceofvashon.org, they mean business because it's a .org, not a .biz. And tonight's topic
that does
on
tell you something.
The broadcast
tell
is
me.
Making sweet music with yourself. Subtitled. Unaccompanied in the key of he, memoirs of a former member of a touring singing troupe.
That's a long one.
I'm intrigued.
It's just pronounced troupe.
Okay.
I doubt it.
And of course, as always, we have
From
a fabulous guest with us here today on the broadcast.
Yay!
Does that topic fascinate you?
Uh-huh.
Terrify
a
you?
A little bit.
Arouse your curiosity?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Either way, we'll talk.
Okay. We're going to introduce you soon. Look, he got excited. He perked right up. Stay tuned.
Have a seat.
Now,
take
first,
a break.
First things first, what are we wearing today?
Let's talk about what we're wearing.
Nancy, you look stunning.
All of the work we do out there, we can't do it without looking fabulous. And we do.
I'm going to say it in one word. Maybe it's two. Gold lamé.
Hey. That's what you're wearing.
Oh. I got mixed up.
You know what, that,
I forgot
you know what that's
which.
Like when you have an identical twin sister? It's like looking in a mirror.
Would you call you a silver? Or is it gold? It's got
it's
both.
It's a little more silver throat.
It's very metallic.
Geometric, very edgy. It's got a
very
tunic.
Very metallic.
And it's got some palazzo pants. Yeah. And I've got some beautiful jewelry off. Thank you to
Your
my dear sister.
Your jewels look rich. Are you getting carpal tunnel just from that one ring of mine?
I'm always
gorgeous.
Making that little, you know, the regular gesture. I'm holding the nutsack in my hand. And it definitely can get very heavy depending on the nuts.
You know what? While you brought that up, let's just give that tip to the people. We give it whenever we can. It's kind of a public service announcement. If you are into being healthy, mm-hmm. energetic, and
you don't want to carry around one of those shakes, the protein shakes,
or a panini,
you can't put that in your handbag.
It's very greasy.
Oh, yeah.
Get yourself a sack. Fill it with a handful of nuts of your choice. I prefer filberts. You do what you do. And then take that nut sack everywhere you go.
You feeling a little peakish?
Grab your nut sack.
You feeling a little wimpish?
Grab your nut sack.
A friend of yours is looking a little fey?
Share your nut sack.
Pass the nut sack on. Bring a big enough for a friend is what I say.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's our message to you.
And I wanted to say also that my sister is wearing two words, gold lamé.
Thank you.
In a beautiful accordion pleat starting at her neck, going all the way down to, I was going to say to your nuts, but that doesn't make any sense.
I kept the nuts
on the
table,
not on the
floor.
To the nuts that are spread on the floor.
You look beautiful. You look beautiful, Nance.
Well, you know you look good when your identical twin sister looks that good.
This is interesting.
You're gorgeous.
We are on our second show with our new engineer.
Mm-hmm.
There he is.
It's a brand stick, and his name, please, sounds
Jerry.
It's Jerry Kaczmarek.
Jerry Kaczmarek. Any relation to the keyboard player from The Doors?
No. Surprisingly, I do get that all the time, but no.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah,
no. Anyway. He's got a face for radio, and he was mm-hmm. not in The Doors.
Not afraid to
second
use it.
Time back for more sloppy seconds, as the kids like to say.
Yeah.
AF.
Yeah.
Our staff.
A little lit.
You must
what
be
you
so
know?
Happy to be invited back. How
I
are
am.
You?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the new job?
Yeah, I'm still nervous to be on the probationary period.
Oh.
Yes.
As you should be. I think that's appropriate.
I think it keeps a good
especially
professional
after your
edge.
First show.
Look, Jeremy. Our it's staff
so
is like family to us, and we know you're already highly paid. I mean.
But I would
we're
assume.
Assuming,
I'm assuming yeah. something.
So you must
I'm
be thrilled sure. to be working with us again and again and again.
Yeah.
And we're happy
if you
you've
need
returned.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Call
please
one
just
of our
call
assistants.
Jeff.
Yeah, not
oh,
us.
Oh, that's so sweet. Hey,
you know. Betcha. Any time of day, day and night.
G-E-O-F-F.
Yep.
Get the spelling right because he gets so moody if you
How
spell
you
it
feeling?
The other way.
He does. He doesn't like it. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. It's my second show. I'm getting some of the.
What's on your
down.
Mind, Joe?
What's on my mind?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. You know, I take the ferry to Bainbridge sometimes for work. And
what's
I
Bainbridge?
Never heard of it.
Bainbridge. Oh, it's another island. We've got islands up the wazoo out here. Islands up the
I've
wazoo.
I've heard of wazoo.
Yes.
I've heard of kazoo.
Yes. It's a great school, actually.
Yeah.
Islands. Yeah. There are islands there. It's on an island, mm-hmm. actually. And I see from the ferry terminal, I see these other ferries parked there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered why they're there. And I found out why.
Why?
They're haunted.
Haunted fairy
boats? Haunted fairies. They have to retire them once they become haunted.
It's the season. It's coming up.
Yep.
I would love to ride on a haunted fairy.
Wouldn't that be
fun? A lot more interesting.
We should put a show on a haunted fairy.
It's a great idea.
They yeah. roll them out in October.
Spooky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for them.
It's true.
Okay,
look
so
it up.
We found that out.
Thank you
Let's
very
move
much,
on to
Joe.
Our show. Okay.
Here
Go
we
ahead,
are.
Sister. Tell us where
Here
we're just
we
coming from, or from where we're
whoa,
coming.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We live the life of Ooh, two identical never. Twin jet setters. And I'm so delighted to say we
never
just
rested.
Landed just this afternoon. We just got back. We were at Rob Reiner and Ron Howard's annual pre-autumnal bash. They do like an end of summer.
Rob
but
Ron.
It's mm-hmm. right in the middle of September. So it's sort of a cider fest for the very, very well-to-do.
Very, very wealthy.
And they both own property in upstate New York, apple orchards for days. So we all head up together to taste the harvest. The staff dresses like scarecrows. The pumpkin patch somebody purchased online,
oh,
I think.
Fine.
It looked like a movie set.
It
I don't know.
Beautiful.
But I thought it looked great.
Absolutely
we
beautiful.
Had a ball. We always do.
Rob and Ron, though, yeah. they're really into this. They're both mildly retired, you know.
Yeah,
and
mildly.
They're really into the Scentsy independent consultant candles.
Scentsy. Can you imagine?
All of the pumpkin spice was a little overwhelming for me.
I thought it was too
much. Really, it really revealed to me that I like a natural air every now and again.
Yes.
We all played bobbing for apples, you yeah. know, the apples and Van Cleef.
The diamonds.
The tennis bracelets are the hardest to get between your teeth.
Well, and they're
you really
heavy.
You just
so
can't
they
get a
really
purchase
sink.
On it.
You
yeah.
got to get down.
But it's
you
a wonderful door prize. Anyway, that's what happens when you mix party games with hard cider sometimes.
Yeah.
We love Rob and Ron's annual parties.
Yeah, we were so close with Carl, Rob's
Do you know
father.
That
May
they're both 6'2"?
I do
exactly
know
exactly the same height.
I almost identical, except not really. Just in the one way. Just in the one way.
We
Carl
briefly had
a
fling
what
with
a
Carl. That was
what
a lovely time when he and Estelle on the outs.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, not so much. He was always a nose picker. Can I say that on the air? Rob Reiner is a nose picker.
It's okay.
It was very off-putting for me.
Yeah. But not many people. We always related very well with Ron Howard, being another child star himself.
And a ginger. A true ginger.
What a cutie. Yes.
Yeah.
The carpet does match his shoes. Now listen. A word from our sponsor.
We're so excited about this because we have parted ways with our previous sponsor, and they've actually asked us not to name them on the radio.
Fine, we won't. That's boy, fine. Oh boy.
We won't. Only rhymes with boy, Oporto. Salami sticks. It sounds a lot like that, but it's not that. All right.
Not that.
Now, a word from our new sponsor, Kenny Rogers Roasters and Cremation Services.
Mm.
You heard about Kenny Rogers Roasters' patented technology for delicious, crispy fried chicken done right every time. Now, you can rest assured you'll be finished to perfection, too. You got to know when to fold them at Kenny Rogers Roasters and Cremation Services. Same-day service available through their drive-thru at the Sarasota Springs location.
Good for you, Kenny. And now,
we're glad to be onboarding with Kenny.
Absolutely. I'd like to introduce you to our guest tonight. Hello.
There's our guest music.
Mick is Echo. Have I said it
just
correctly?
Mick.
We think so.
Mick
Michelangelo.
Echo. Michelangelo.
Mickey Mouse.
Mick Jagger.
Ooh. Why so secretive, Mick? What's your last name?
Which one?
Give all of your last names to her. It's very bourgeois to have more than two names. I love it.
Well, I have two middle names, Bacon Frosting.
Bacon and Frosting.
All right.
Yes.
Very, very current.
I'm sitting down. Give me the rest of it.
Echo, we say.
Echo, we say.
Yeah, it's a Japanese.
Mick,
we don't
Bacon
know.
Bacon Frosting.
No way
Echo,
to tell.
We say.
It's beautiful. It's got a ring.
Is it Asian? Filipino.
I think I'm quite Asian.
I think it's beautiful.
Turning so anyway.
Woo!
Listen, Mick.
Well, I'm turning Japanese.
I love that song.
Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here. Do you drink?
Sometimes.
Go ahead.
Good.
Okay, because we're going to pour you a drink.
You'll need to on this show.
Thank you, Jacob.
Oh, I'm getting I have to sip it through a straw
this
like you?
If you
want to stay classy.
This
depends
is the
Palouse
Winery 2018 White Bluff Vineyards, Cloud 9 Riesling, Columbia Valley...
nice.
Here, I believe, on Vashon Island.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Is that true?
It's true. I'm a fact checker. I know.
Do the nice people at the Palouse Winery give us free wine?
They should.
Well, I've never paid for a drink in my life, so I'm just assuming the whole bottle it comes with as well. That's okay, honey.
Drips. There's a little bit of sediment. It's not the wine that I'm
drinking. So if you've listened before, this is one of our favorite segments. It's called Hot or Not.
Now, Mick.
This is where we dive right in with Mick.
We get in there.
We want to know about, you know, we have burning questions about really hot topics. And this is where we can find out what you're thinking. I'm just going to give you a list of things you say, whether it's hot or not. And we can discuss.
And Jeff says we have to talk about pumpkin spice because he says it's trending and that's what we've got to do.
It's very,
very
millennial.
Hot. Jeff also says that we have to use the pound sign.
What
okay?
do you mean by that?
Pound we have to sign. Say pound sign, pumpkin spice.
Like punch someone
that's
first?
That's how you get to trends.
Punch pumpkin
verbally,
spice?
We have to say that?
That's what Jeff said. He said you've got to use.
I'm not doing that.
Well, he sent me a text and he said you've got to use the pound sign.
I think you're a little off there, ladies. I think
how
I'm going
to
start doing that in everyday conversation.
Pound sign, good morning.
They changed the pound sign.
Pound sign,
it's been rebranded.
What is it?
It's called a hashtag now.
Hashtag?
Oh, yes.
I remember hashtag. Remember we did a tour in Amsterdam.
I didn't know that that was a pound sign.
We called a hashtag.
I had a hashtag removed by a doctor one time. Well, I thought it was called Shift 3.
Are we giving him health insurance?
He's a programmer.
Do we give health? Do you have health insurance?
No.
No?
Waiting for it. After
Jeff.
The probationary period.
Just call Jeff. Please call Jeff. I don't want to hear another word about it.
We're going to do the hot or not.
I'm waiting for the first question.
Okay.
This one. He'll be back.
Latte, the original.
Pumpkin spice latte. Hot or not?
Hot. Literally. I wouldn't drink a cold one.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
What about this? Blue Diamond almonds. They've come out with a pumpkin spice almond.
I saw those.
Do you like?
I'm very neutral on that, but I think I'd love it because pumpkin spice.
Tasty.
Almonds.
I mean, pumpkin spice is nothing more than cinnamon and clove and nutmeg, right?
Something like that. We don't cook, but we do
order. Wait a minute.
There's no pumpkin in it.
Let's dive into
this. We can order out.
Is there pumpkin in there?
People
or is it just
love
the spices.
Pumpkin. People love the turmeric.
Pumpkin.
It's just a pumpkin spice.
It's not.
But
a pumpkin.
It's not actually made out of
no
pumpkin.
Can I say something about pumpkin pie?
You're on air. Go ahead.
I love that little sweat that comes up on the pumpkin pie. I always scoop that off first and eat it, and it's not always sweat.
We said you could, but we wish you wouldn't have said that. That thing is what we didn't want you to say, but
I can't
not
wait
what
for wacky sound
pumpkin
effects.
Pie or sweet potato pie? You tell me.
Oh, why choose?
I love them both.
Yes.
I believe it was
but,
Oprah.
But pumpkin pie is sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I lean.
Did you say Oprah?
Mm. I believe it was Oprah who said the best pumpkin pie you'll ever eat is a sweet potato
pie. It's a sweet potato pie.
It's got a nice texture.
I love it. With a side of greens. Anything is good with
a
side
bait and
of greens.
Switch.
My sister loves to have a side of greens with all her desserts because she feels that it balances. So if you give her
chocolate
a Hershey's
cake,
bar,
I need
she's going to grab a lettuce leaf, usually romaine.
This sister right here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very health conscious.
The only one.
I recently divorced from a yoga instructor. I hope so. I gotta look through that paperwork. I was just too healthy. We love Buster. It was a quick
one. The flame was hot. But, you know,
and then
you know
it was
what they
nuts.
Say about hot flames.
You eat a lot of greens.
Speaking of, next one
greens.
Is
I'm glad
lip balm.
I'm sitting over here.
Pumpkin spice
he brings his own
lip
jokes.
Balm.
Pumpkin spice lip balm.
Of course.
I agree. And I hope it would give you like a little bit of a zesty feeling, you know?
What about the color? Do you think it's colored a little bit?
I bet it's a little bit of an orange. A pumpkin spice Kit Kat. This is a thing. They have it. Do you like a Kit Kat with pumpkin spice?
Blasphemy.
I don't think so.
I'm not
crazy about Kit Kats,
saying,
but yeah, I might go with a pumpkin.
You're not crazy
spice.
About what? Don't you like?
Have you ever had it with a spinach salad?
Mm-hmm.
It's much better. Makes you feel better about yourself afterwards.
I'm speechless.
Oh, that's not good.
He
on
said
the
it
air.
Though.
How about this one then? Pumpkin spice edible underwear, both in you pick and scratch and sniff.
That sounds.
Ooh, I never pick
to wear or to eat.
You tell me.
Choose.
Depends on how
you
the night
tell
goes.
Me.
You choose.
I would wear them.
And you think it's hot or not?
To wear.
Hot to wear.
Yes.
Not to eat.
What are
no,
we even talking
no, I wouldn't
about
eat them.
Anymore? I can't tell.
You would scratch and sniff them, though. Depends on the how the evening goes.
I probably already have.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't tell what
pumpkin
we're talking about.
Pumpkin spice bath bomb. Now, what's a bath bomb?
I don't know.
What's a bath?
You know, we're both very nonviolent.
Well.
Vashon, there you go. So if after you've taken that bath with your pumpkin spice bath bomb, but you still don't feel fresh, a pumpkin spice by Massengill.
Mm.
Ooh.
Interesting.
It's French for douche.
I'm in.
Mix says hot.
He says hot.
How about a deodorant? Actually, the company Native, they're one of those very modern, you
very
know,
expensive.
Get a subscription. Mm-hmm. They have a deodorant that's pumpkin spice. I bet it's nice.
Deodorant. Mm-hmm. I only use one type of deodorant, and you can't get it on the island, so I never wear it.
What is it? What is this
so
exclusive?
He can't buy it so he doesn't wear
this
it.
This exclusive deodorant.
I don't have a joke for that.
No, it's you know what? We're not asking you to be funny here. We're just asking you to be yourself.
I'm not funny.
Well, good.
Well, that's perfect for us.
You know the running shoe? I don't know if it's pronounced
Saucony. I think it's Saucony.
Saucony?
A Saucony?
Saucony.
You do know Saucony.
Yeah. You know it.
I know it.
They have a pumpkin spice sneaker. I'm not kidding you.
She's not pulling your Saucony here.
The color
Seriously.
Or the smell?
I don't know.
Flavor.
Flavored sneakers.
I usually don't lick shoes, but I could be
you could get behind that.
Changed.
No, I think it comes in the color of pumpkin spice.
Well,
sister.
I'd like the
oh,
scent.
Love it.
Because wouldn't it be nice?
A scented shoe would be very interesting.
Sneaker?
Sure.
Ooh.
If anybody here on Vashon Island has a middle schooler, you might want to look into the pumpkin spice Saucony shoe. Or Saucony.
Who's to say?
We're not sure. With
now,
or without Saucony.
This is another real product. I'm sorry, sister.
Go ahead. You can have them all.
I got very excited. You tell me.
You started deodorant. You can finish.
You know. You tell me. Go on.
I love this one. It's just very confusing to me. Pumpkin spice scented meatballs.
What?
Oh, that's his light bulbs. Smells up the whole place and gives your house a patchy feel.
A light bulb?
A meatball.
Okay, my answer on the light bulb is... I have questions about that. I can't imagine that smelling good.
No.
Well, you'd have
it would be a burnt smell.
Yeah, you'd have to...
That kind
would
of
a burnt
pumpkin.
You're like, hey, someone better check the oven.
Mm-hmm. But I would buy one.
Just to see.
Yeah.
Now, what if it was a meatball?
No. Oh, wait a minute.
The lights are on and no one's home.
Not scented meatballs, but flavored meatballs?
That's a great question.
I'm 100% down with that.
I'm glad we clarified.
It doesn't go hand in hand. By
you now. Win.
Okay,
you
that
win.
Was pretty fun.
I not. That
think.
Was good. Oh, time for us to make a phone call.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hit the music here, and then I'm going to tell
us. Through.
Gonna,
talk us out.
Here's why I'm
putting
here's
my hand on your
right
left
now.
Breast and my
yes.
right on
no,
your hip.
No, you don't tell that. I'm putting on the music just to distract from the fact that our phone guest is not ready, so we're going to have to.
What did he say? He literally said, hold, please?
Oh, no, our phone guest told me to call him back. That's how you ladies rate.
Well,
that
you
is
know
how
what?
You
was
ladies
you?
Rate.
I think he was our last engineer.
It was.
If memory
Chris
serves
also.
Hard feelings.
Correctly. You remember his
and
name
I
now.
Thought he had passed away.
I did too.
That's why his feelings are hurt.
He's putting us on hold. Hey, we sent some nice flowers.
Oh, boy.
That's
come
the,
on.
That's the reason.
Oh, I... so that is awkward.
I think it's both good news and bad news.
Yeah.
Don't you think, sister?
Half full.
When you find out
a dear,
favorite, remember how we said he was our favorite engineer?
He was our favorite.
We were so sorry to
what a wonderful man.
To see him pass away.
But he's
hear
alive.
News of his passing.
Gosh.
What is he in the can? Is he on a date?
He may have been lying about it. He said he was coming out of a store and he needed to finish. He wouldn't reveal the name.
Coming
he
out
said
of
it was,
store.
He said he had
I'm
to wear
out.
Sunglasses. And
oh, the store, I can't take your call right
okay.
now.
Well,
all right.
That was a great segment.
I love this here, though. It
Thanks.
Says, Jeff has written on our script, talk to guest.
Okay, how you doing, guest?
Hey, guest.
He's still
How's
here.
This going so
I'm
far?
Good.
I hear this. I got this from Broadway to bus driver and from bus driver to coffee clatcher. So it seems like you've done a fair amount of both of these things. Tell us about yourself, since I don't know literally anything about you.
Never met you.
Well, that pretty much sums it up. Next.
Can we get Chris Dawson on the phone?
So we need more time,
are
Nick.
You a bus driver? Is this true?
I was a bus driver for 30 years.
School bus?
30 years?
No, Metro bus.
You're
Metro
talking. Bus.
Big time.
What is a
That's
Metro
gotta
bus?
That's got to be a union job.
Oh, yes, it was.
So you're
Pension.
Retired.
I am retired,
living
yes.
It, living it right.
And why did you choose Vashon to retire?
Because I drove the bus here.
Is that okay. why you moved to Vashon?
Okay,
yes.
You're kidding.
Bus.
I was the midday bus driver for 5 years.
Okay.
And the only bus on the island in the midday. And I had so many friends here. And,
people ride
and I
the
had
bus.
Some dear friends that I've known for years that were already here. And people would say, you should move here. And I would say, no, I will never move again.
Well, where would you would drive over to drive people on Vashon? You drive
yes,
to
I
this
would.
Island.
Where did you live?
Drove the bus
paid,
over.
Paid the whole way.
That is very interesting.
Where did you live before?
North Seattle.
Okay. Don't know anything about it.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
So you would drive here to then drive a bus, and you had a couple of friends that you met over the 30 years.
Yes.
And then you said, hey, I'll just stay.
I knew somebody in real estate, and they sold me a house here.
So how long have you lived on this very strange island?
Well, it's complicated.
Oh.
I like to count that 5 years.
We have time.
The 5 years of bus driving.
And I don't have enough fingers and toes. Let me see. I'll say 13 years.
So you've been here 13 years as a resident of Vashon.
No, as a worker and then a resident.
Okay. While you were working.
Interesting.
Okay. It's fascinating. We've never been on a bus. This is why we ask so many questions.
Does a bus have a smell? I feel like it would have a smell.
Often.
And it changes?
Yeah, yes.
Interesting.
It comes and goes.
Yeah. Does it smell like pumpkin spice?
No.
Never?
But occasionally.
We don't ride any kind of public transportation.
Well,
and
think
if should we go
a limousine
should we,
public
I was going
transportation?
To, just the two of us. It's definitely not
you're
public
right,
sister.
That's not public. No, you're right.
Yeah, we choose to all do private transportation that we pay highly for the privacy.
In fact,
of
if
that
we don't
ride.
Even fly commercial.
Who why would?
But if you don't have to, you don't. You know? Do you fly commercial?
Occasionally.
Do you still ride the bus?
Is there a
I do.
Is there a first class on buses?
No.
And why is that?
There's not a first class section on the buses?
That's odd.
Well, how do you tell the rich from the rest of the people?
And where do you get your
there
wine?
There are no rich.
There's no rich on the bus.
Where do you get your wine?
Here.
Can people bring the wine? Can you have wine on the bus? Champagne? We love champagne in our limo.
There is constantly alcohol being consumed on buses, although it is against the rules.
Yeah, really?
Did you ever have to stop anybody from doing something?
Oh.
Many times.
Welcome to our new engineer.
Is that music telling us something?
Josh? Josh has got something here.
I'm insinuating, just a little hint. We have our guest.
Okay.
Back from the dead.
Pardon us.
Hello.
We have Chris on the phone.
Hello.
Chris.
Is this Chris Austin? Chris, we're so happy to hear you haven't passed away. Hello?
Hello. Are you there, Chris?
No. Thank you, Mr. Engineer.
Chris, if you can hear us, please come back.
Yeah. I think he is dead. I think that Jeremy is hallucinating him.
We're dead to him.
Oh, this phone is dead.
Okay.
This phone is suddenly dead.
Okay. I have here,
Jess said,
the word on the street is that you once toured the globe with a lounge act. A whole show about lying down. I love it. Tell us about it.
A lounge act.
Okay. I was in a lounge act.
Okay. We might have them.
Jimbo. Okay.
Could have been.
Called... And there was another. It was a gem. It was turquoise. Tourmaline.
Close.
What? Okay.
Topaz.
Okay. He can wait now.
I'm so sorry.
He's going to have to wait.
Tell Chris we're right in the
middle of something. We're right in the middle of something.
Pause.
Now,
we left town as Topaz, but we ran into too many Topazes out in the middle in America.
I don't believe that.
There were other bands named Topaz.
Yes, there were.
What's the odds?
And so our manager changed our name to Fuse.
Fuse.
That sounds so edgy.
Yes.
That's interesting. What kind of music did you sing?
Lounge music.
Really?
Personally, I sang songs like Brandy.
Oh. She's a fine girl.
Which I have performed on the island at Ferioki.
Well, you've heard about this.
I know you've heard about
that. A couple of times.
It's gone. It's gone. Over with.
I heard they were very, 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 very good looking and very talented. I'm sorry that you lost them.
It was tough. They were so good looking.
Ladies.
Yeah. That's rough. Mm. So, Brandy, you did songs like Easy Listening.
Easy kind of listening.
Comfortable. Did you also play instruments?
I played guitar.
Ah. Do you still play the guitar?
Not much. I've had a broken string for about 10 years. That's true. I'm not making this up.
Hasn't?
And I'm just too lazy to change the set.
Do you know John Lennon told me the same thing? Well, actually, he was telling me years ago.
He thought he was telling me, which was so funny, too.
He had lent his guitar to Ringo, and he never got it back.
Never do that again.
And then when he finally got it back, broken string.
Drummers.
Isn't that the thing?
I lent my heart to Ringo. You remember that was a very rough summer for me?
I know.
68.
There were good times, but there were a lot of dark
Never have
times.
I fallen so hard for a percussionist.
Never. All right, I'll leave it at that.
That's a other whole lot than. Of therapy another time, other than.
Okay.
Oh, now what's happening now?
We're going to try it one
here?
More time.
Here we go. Let's
okay,
try.
You don't mind us interrupting you
Not
two
at all.
With some
Let's
all
go
the
to
buttons
the phones.
I have to push. I think
hello?
I might have Chris here.
Has-been? Hello?
Do we have our guest on the phone?
Hello? Is this thing on?
Oh, who is this?
This is your former engineer.
I don't recognize the voice at all.
What's your name,
I'm
sir?
Sorry.
What's your name, sir?
We can hear you.
I'm at my therapist.
Now I recognize the voice.
Oh, yeah.
The comedian.
How do we know it's you? How can you describe us?
I'm learning to deal with shame because of my experience.
Never too late.
it was a once in a lifetime thing.
Once in a lifetime. Do you have any advice for a new engineer,
please,
Jackson?
Tell me.
Well, try and keep your dignity.
Oh, it's already gone.
Did you say pants? I swear I had pants.
It made me remove
those.
They
had engineers on the Titanic too. You know what I'm saying? So,
Chris, I want to apologize to you.
Why?
On the last show, I implied that you may have passed away, but that's what I thought.
Did you enjoy the flowers, at least?
Well...
We sent a wreath.
Well, I passed gas. It didn't pass away, actually.
Oh, God. You know, I that right to
you. Should get your
difference.
Own show.
He smelled dead.
Subtle difference.
So, Chris, you know... how we like to take our work home. And we did have a lovely time. And we told you not to get serious.
We said, don't
we
get
said,
attached.
We said, look, just because we're working together after hours, it doesn't mean it's a thing. Mm-mm. And we have to keep our professional distance.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciated that you tried. You tried so hard. I think showing up at
best effort.
Our different houses around the world was a little much. But we understand, and we've had the same effect on men for years. Do not feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
We understand the shame.
You're human. You're human.
I will say, you don't need a taser to keep your professional distance. It's all, you know, I think that's a little much. Whoa.
Well,
yeah.
And you know, I'm a little nervous.
Really. Did you need that?
Chris, we miss you, but not that much, to be honest.
I don't remember him at all. We miss you!
Chris, as always, thank you for nothing, honey.
Yes, and enjoy your evening, and I hope you got a nice fat severance check from Jeff.
Put your tasers away, ladies.
Thank you for all your effort.
Yes, thank you for trying.
It's not all about results. Okay, goodbye.
They're letting you go,
goodbye, Chris. Enjoy your newfound life.
Okay, I will.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Goodbye, doll. Thank you.
Phew. Now, that was not even awkward for me. Where were we?
I want to know this about Mick. Mick, if you toured in Fuse and Topaz, how many years did you tour?
2 years solidly on the road.
Ooh, that's a lot.
I was sick of it after 2 weeks.
On a metro bus?
I bet.
No.
Did you have a bus?
No, we had a station wagon and a van.
And how many were there in the band?
Five.
Did you have matching costumes?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, haven't you seen the picture?
I love it.
I have, and I'll be sharing them on Instagram.
We have a wonderful fact checker in Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, and he's
fabulous.
Photos,
picture.
A few sound cues. Mm-hmm. I had to put it on Swallow.
Well, you kind of modeled after the Fifth Dimension.
It has to be true.
We sounded different and we looked different, but we were just like them.
Oh, I knew it. Nailed it, as the kids say.
Were you the Marilyn McCoo?
Sometimes. But the men had matching turquoise jumpsuits with tuxedo shirts underneath.
Stop.
And we had white jackets, but we seldom used those.
Did you just tear them off after the first number?
No.
Talk about a fantasy blow.
We left them in the room mostly. But people said we looked like after dinner mints.
That's not bad.
Which I was fine with that.
That sounds great. What kind
refreshing.
Of shoes did you wear? Were there
shoes?
I love talking about shoes.
White patent leather.
I hope there was a little platform,
lovely.
A little stack.
Just a little.
No, I don't think so.
Interesting. Interesting.
Not
they
that
were
I
patent
remember.
Leather.
Was there they were a, patent leather.
Was there a light show? Did you travel with a very large?
No.
No.
Whatever the lounge had.
It was always lounges.
Always lounges.
How did you not develop a drinking problem?
Or did you?
I didn't. We had strict rules about
mostly
drinking.
You guys were a serious act.
You were not taking this
well, we don't
lightly.
Have us in our show, apparently.
And I was, 40 years later, I ran into one of the singers in the band, and she lives on this island.
What?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Were you based in
what
Seattle?
What are the odds?
We were based in Seattle, but she was from Everett.
Never
all the way
of
out
it.
Never.
What is that?
I don't know. I think it's a military base.
The man's
and
name.
So you ran into each other. Did she, was it one of those things where she just got on your bus? And
no.
And you said, hey,
no,
I recognize you.
I had heard
this
that she
free.
Was here.
Okay.
What? And after 40 years?
Yes.
Did she look any different?
That's remarkable.
Did you?
We both look different.
Did you say, hum a few bars? Because I can't recognize your face.
What era is this that you were touring?
73 and 4, probably.
Beautiful you didn't years. Need to drink. You had all the cocaine.
Oh, the best cocaine at that time.
Really good, clean stuff you could get back then. Good. Now
I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying
I know,
no.
This is very quiet all of a sudden. I say, is this thing on? We've also heard that you do a fair amount of musical theater on this island. Recent productions include, we have two here, Little Shop of Horrors, Tommy, and the opera. Eclectic mix.
I was not in Tommy.
I just.
But I was in a swell opera last weekend.
La Traviata?
Yes.
I just like to say it.
Yeah, who doesn't?
La Traviata.
I thought it was La Traviata. I love that pasta.
Was it a beautiful show?
It was incredible. No thanks to me. I'm very deep in the chorus.
You were prominent as a card player in one of the acts.
I was.
You've seen
it.
You saw it.
I was a
engineer. Saw it.
Did you enjoy it, Josh?
I
imagined you as someone who just doesn't go out.
Do you go out?
They let me out now and then. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, he's here tonight.
Who cares? Now, Mick.
Thanks for coming out, Jules.
Mick.
It only hurts inside.
Musical theater on a very small island of very drab people. Ooh. What is this like?
I'm just imagining a waiting for Guffman.
What do you mean by
field.
That question?
Well, it just feels like you'd get a very wide mix of people.
Of various levels of talent and costuming challenges.
Tired, they're vitamin D deficient.
In the cast or in the audience?
They're all gluten-free?
Yes.
Both. Yes.
Good
point. First of all, nobody comes.
Okay. Well.
I'm kidding.
The engineer did.
My honeymoon.
Relatives and friends come.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Oh, gosh, we don't live here, darling.
No.
Oh.
We don't stay. We come for the show.
In fact,
we're
out. We can't wait for this one to be over.
Yeah. So, do you find the productions to be exciting?
I love it. I love the rehearsal time in a different way than the performing time. I like the rehearsing time better.
Interesting.
Although I love performing, but it's just...
What do you like about the rehearsal?
It's
the bonding. You become like a family.
Yes.
And then, but you know by performance date, you'll never see them again.
Oh,
or
so
if you do,
long.
It'll be in passing.
Might be awkward, too.
By
sometimes.
Then, you have chlamydia, and you're like, when is opening night? And
sounds like summer camp.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
We can appreciate that. We've always been together.
Yeah.
And with our fabulous and
every
famous
show.
Selves. Every single show, every commercial,
we've toured
every
most
photo
of our lives.
Every, yeah.
I
and
have
we
a
appreciate
twin.
That.
Tell me more.
Right.
You lucky
we did
bastard.
Not know this.
Well, I think I had a twin, and I think I murdered him in the womb, as Elvis did.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what
your twin is Elvis?
And I think that happened, but my parents didn't tell me.
His twin
and
now, is Elvis.
What makes you think
How's
that?
Does
that
make
do you,
you
have
feel
a tooth
now,
stuck
too?
In your fist? Or
what
what's
this?
Happening?
He has your hair?
Did you pass him?
I...
Go ahead.
Did I pass him?
You passed him up right outside the room.
You didn't say how you killed
you
him.
You
might have eaten him.
You surpassed him.
I didn't eat him, but... I just have a strong feeling.
You have a feeling.
And because I have a murderous nature.
Did I
say
that
out loud?
I've always thought
that. Did this come from
your
30 years as a Metro bus driver?
I didn't mention that. Never mind.
I'm very intrigued by you, Mick. Are you a married man?
No. I came close and then I realized how bad my OCD and germophobia were.
Ooh, yeah.
And my maybe somewhere on the spectrum. And... she had another guy, and I said, marry him.
And
wait
did she
a minute,
do
a minute.
It?
You're talking about your disorders, and yet she's with another guy. I say that she's very disordered.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, that's not my problem.
I choose Mick Reddit.
Not anymore.
That's right. Not
good
anymore.
For you.
Another guy.
Good for you. You just said,
you've surpassed
it's not
it,
for me.
And you're fine. We've been married so many times, I can't even tell you.
And I prefer living alone. Well, I say living alone.
We live
together. But I prefer it to having a partner, because... really?
We love special guests, though.
Special
we love having
guests
on special
are fine.
Guests. Oh,
yes.
They're so much fun.
Nobody can stand living with me.
Now, what?
Even my army
this?
Roommates couldn't stand it.
You were in the army?
Oh, yes.
Tell us.
Oh, I want to salute him.
7 years.
Now, that's a long stint.
That's a stint.
That's a stint.
A stint.
Where were you stationed?
Fort Knox, 4 years.
Okay.
And...
that other place for the rest of the time.
In Virginia, Fort Belvoir.
Did you ever kill anybody?
I refuse to answer that.
Other than your twin.
Was this
but I will say I was never at war.
Was this before or after Topaz?
Intriguing.
After Topaz.
You
after
joined
Topaz.
The service after you were in a lounge act.
I had no skills. I couldn't find a job.
Interesting. What
you
skills
had
the, did
you
have
had
in
that
the
broken
army?
String. He couldn't even change it.
My mother, damn her soul, talked me into joining the army.
She said it's going to be good for you, son. And you did it.
Yeah.
Is that where you learned to drive a bus?
No.
What did you do? What did you do in the army?
Learned some useful skills.
I was a. I worked in offices, offices in chapels.
In chapels.
And when I wasn't in the office, I was vacuuming chapels.
This
or
is interesting.
Driving chaplains around.
Thank you for your
you
service,
were, it's
Mick.
Good to stay busy.
You were chaplain adjacent. And
yes,
off the
I was.
Huh. Did you ever think about becoming a chaplain yourself?
That was my next question.
No.
There you have
am I
it,
being
folks?
A bad guest?
No, you're
no.
a wonderful guest.
There's no
I don't
bad
want you to
guest.
Feel bad.
There's just only that one time we're going to invite you back.
So
never.
You joined the army, and then what? You said, I'm going to come back and become a bus driver? Did it happen like that? Were the things in the interim?
In between, I used some of the GI Bill to go to college, junior college. Well, we say community college these days.
I dated GI Bill.
I love him.
Great guy.
Mick used some
I
of
did
them,
too.
Apparently.
I used
a little bit of GI Bill.
Yeah, I used some of them.
Didn't use them all, though.
And I went through the interpreting program at Seattle Community College.
Oh.
and failed the last class. And I was...
And they said, clearly you should be a bus driver.
Sign language interpreting.
Oh, and
I was a horrible signer.
Show us some of your signs.
I was never very good.
That's very interesting. Look, a sign language interpreter. I never thought about it.
Would you ever write a full musical in sign language?
Ooh.
Could you?
Would I?
Could you? You know, we've been very intrigued with your musical piece.
It's going through my head.
We're wondering if you would write a musical about us. And what would it be called?
Mm-hmm.
And if you could hum us a few bars right now, that'd be great. Unless you have to hit a few bars before.
Yum.
Yum.
Let me have another sip of this vodka.
Oh, we only wish. This was all that we could find here, hidden in the back of the toilet at VOV station.
Yeah.
Well, we forgot it. We usually come with something.
I'm blank on a musical song, but
I have written songs before. We don't inspire you to break out a song?
Yes.
Tell us the name of one of your songs, your favorite song that you ever wrote.
That I never sung for anyone?
And that you never wrote?
Yes.
Oh, this is a first.
Naturally. Vulnerability.
I'm in the doghouse now.
Catchy.
That was a song I wrote.
Catchy.
That sounds good.
Yes.
Love song?
I think I know this one already.
Well, no, it's a bad love song.
Yes.
Because I...
Was in the doghouse.
I hit her and she wept. Then I'm sleeping with old Shep.
A country song.
I think that's the whole song right
there. That's pretty much
it. Is anybody from Dove on the line here?
Yeah, that's Doug.
Okay, let's find out what's in the news today.
Tell me.
Wow.
What's in the news today reminds me...
Tell me.
...of a story from yesteryear.
Oh.
Okay, picture this. A cruise ship. Our biggest adventure yet, sister.
I know where you're going. We're on tour ourselves aboard the ocean liner Wanderlust.
I love that name.
I do, too. I wonder why.
Oh, my God. What a wild time.
Oh, boy.
It's not your average booze cruise, the Wanderlust.
No, picture this. It was just us, 800 guests. And let me just say this. These folks were the AARP VIPs.
Not a lot of foxes among them, but you know why?
Why?
Because of all the cougars. Thank you.
Right on cue.
So here we are. Two gals you see before you, the golden oldies.
Plus the all male.
All male.
Totally hairless.
Totally hairless.
Cast of Ukraine's Got Talent. Triple threat, these boys.
Oh, they were so good. And this is crazy. Oh. The boat gets stuck. Ice locked.
For 18 weeks in the Baltic Sea.
Did we panic?
No.
Did we twiddle our manicure thumbs?
We rehearsed.
And we whipped those Ukrainians into shape. You should have seen them.
And these young talents, okay, we're bragging a little here, but were soon after invited to audition for...
They were invited to audition for, get ready,
Siberia's Got Talent.
No way.
Yes. And not only that, we actually wrote and recorded our hit song, It's Snowing Men.
It made the top 100 in Germany. That's 3 weeks in a row.
Huh? 3 weeks in a
row. Try that, Topaz.
There's talk of a musical adaptation.
And the working title is Cry Me a River.
Did you get it? Did you get it?
It's about geographical humor.
Crimea.
Yeah.
River.
That went right over my head.
Then Chip Chop Ice Block.
We finally escaped our frozen prison.
We were saved when our good friend swooped in to save us in his private jet.
Eddie Money. Thank you again. Good to know people.
Amazing.
With private jets. Thank God for Eddie Money.
And then he died last week.
Oh, he's too young.
What?
Eddie Money passed.
No. I hope you found one last ticket to paradise, doll.
And may he rest in peace.
Me and Chris Austin. Very sad.
Very sad.
I hate to see them go.
Take them off the speed dial, I guess. And
I saw something, ladies. I saw something really spooky on the internet regarding Mr. Money.
What? Tell.
Yes.
Do tell.
Well,
as
you lovely ladies know, You twin lights of my life and dual stars.
We just met.
Guide me by night.
Very nice.
All right,
Jason. As you two know, I like to check in with the intelligence that is the hive mind.
Okay.
The crowdsourced list of also searched for when you Google something.
What is this? Also searched for? What do you mean?
Oh, so when you Google something, it'll give you results, but it'll give you the top list of things people will go on to search for.
Oh.
Related.
Okay.
Yeah, and I saw something... It was really creepy to me. Let me know.
Kind of like when you're looking up a racing horse stats, uh-huh. And then you get like a new pair of shoes.
It's totally like that.
Yeah.
People also purchase.
Okay, we got this. Buy now. Mm-hmm.
With those odds, you might want to buy this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is what came up. This is the top result. It said, get this. How does Eddie Money die?
What?
I don't understand.
Present tense does. I mean, this is after he died.
How does he die?
Like people, how does Eddie Money die?
Apparently, so many people asked, how does Eddie Money die? It uses the present tense to indicate a coming action. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was a known thing.
I'm not following it at all.
Apparently, it was a known thing how he would croak before he died.
The same people who went to see them Martians.
Exactly.
Them storming, aliens.
Yeah, they're storming the
These
area.
Two both live mm-hmm. on Vashon, by the way, listeners.
Wow.
So it's like the internet decided how he would die. Maybe the people voted on it. I don't know.
Well, maybe people don't understand grandma. Could that be an alternative?
No, that's...
Maybe people don't understand that he was a very dear friend of ours, and that hurts me a lot.
Exactly.
He was a very good guy.
There's a lot of sickos out there.
I love the way he wore his pants. Mm. We'll say it.
High and tight.
Yes. And yes. Oh, I'm so sorry to see him go. Anyway. Oh!
Thank you,
How
Eddie.
About one of our favorite... You know what I want to do? I want to skip to the nut of the night. I'm so hungry.
Get
it's
to
so
the nut.
Late.
Get to Let's the get to nut the of it. It's time for the nut of the night. Okay,
Thank
Mick,
you.
this is a segment of the show that's a lot of fun. Because we're nut heiresses, people are often sending us interesting nuts.
They always do.
And then
do.
We taste them together mm-hmm. and we rate them on a scale of 1 to 100.
And because it's not just our very delicate palate and our mm-hmm. opinion, because we've tasted a lot of nuts, we had a lot of nuts
Plenty
in our
of nuts.
Mouth, Mick, we decide to include our guests.
A layman.
We'd like to hear how you like the taste of the nuts, too.
Okay.
Was that the nuts that I've been eating out of
that was the pre-nut.
Bowl
it's
in
the
front
pre-nut.
Of me?
No. The warm-up nuts. The opening act.
This is a small box of nuts. Very interesting packaging. These are Marcona almonds, and these come to us from Vanessa Goodness. On Vashon Island.
Ethnic. I love
Thank
it.
Thank you, Vanessa. Marcona, Spain's most unique almond.
I can't wait till you get those opened up
Let's
and
see.
I get one in my mouth.
And so few in that package, too.
Yeah.
Must be very
I have
fine.
To say the texture
We are going to be rating
bon
these nuts. We're going to rate the packaging, attractiveness, beauty, and overall sex appeal.
What do you think, Mick?
Talk to me I about must say, nut. I've already, I've had these before, and I love them.
Delicious.
Yes,
Thank you, Vanessa.
I've had those.
If you're listening, you're really lighting up a guest right now.
I've got to say, the texture is delightful.
Mm-hmm. I think it's lovely. Okay.
What makes them so greasy?
Grease.
That's your fingers.
I think it's the oil.
Nut grease.
Nut grease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mick, on attractiveness alone, beauty, how do you rate this nut between 1 and 100?
Well, they have a sheen. They shine.
They do.
What's the scale?
1 to 100.
100.
I agree. I'm going to give them a perfect 100 on beauty. Sis?
I had my eyes closed the whole time.
Okay. Open them. Be surprised.
Oh,
be delighted.
Look at this.
Welcome back.
They're great.
They do have a sheen to them.
What do you think? 1 to 100.
I'm going to give them a 98.
That's a great score. She's very picky. Now,
I
what about on
people.
Taste and texture? For me, this is a 92. Very good.
93.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
A besta. Mm-hmm. I'm going with 92,
okay.
my sister.
And finally, the category is general delight.
Are you delighted, Mick?
I am absolutely delighted.
That's
I have to put a number on that.
You
How
got
delighted
it.
Are you?
Quantify it.
99.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Is this a nut you'd like to wrap your lips around again?
Yes, I would.
On a scale
Very
of
good.
100, he says yes.
And that's been Nut of the Night.
Thank you. Who sent this to you? Oh, Samantha.
Vanessa.
On Vashon
Island. You know I love an alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the broadcast on the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9. Not point nine? Is that how you say
Is
that?
That right?
That's how you say
mm-hmm.
that.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. And here we are with our guest, Mick Echo, talking about topaz.
Bacon frosting.
Gumbo. Nuts.
Metro buses. Musical theater
all of
on a
it.
Small island. Sitting in a coffee shop for hours at a time, which we've heard.
This
Did you say
do?
Gumbo?
Mm-hmm. I said gumbo.
Gumbo.
I was in a band called Gumbo.
No, we
You're
love
kidding
gumbo.
Me.
Yes.
Did you play Cajun music?
No, not at all.
Now, why were you named Gumbo?
It wasn't some Boot Scoot and Zydeco kind of band?
We had dumped some other members of the band. We had to come up with a name and a band fast to play a gig.
Gumbo it is.
And it was Gumbo.
Not Gumby.
No, Gumbo.
Huh. What kind of music did you play in this band?
Rock.
Rock
wow.
music?
Wow. This is where he broke his string.
It was
rock.
My pre-lounge era.
Before Topaz.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
Gumbo was before Topaz. I'm really losing track.
And before Fuse.
And before you killed someone in the army.
And
not
I'll,
at war.
I'm saving for a later show before Gumbo.
How could it be any later?
There was another band before Gumbo.
What?
There was a band with Ann Wilson.
good.
No.
Wait,
we
who?
Are not, we are
what
not doing,
are you, what name
no,
did
no,
you
no.
just
excuse
utter
me?
On the air, on the broadcast?
Excuse me.
Listen, I don't know if it's that Ann Wilson of Ann and Nancy Wilson. Of the Wilson sisters.
Oh, come
famous,
on.
Not as famous as the famous Filson sisters.
No.
Oz is right in the
Flatulent.
Name.
Flatulent.
Come on.
I tried to start that.
You know what?
No.
The dog
Hashtag.
And the butterfly.
You know what? The dog and the butterfly is pot music.
She didn't say pop. She said pot.
Pot music.
That's pot music.
Legal now.
Serious. We're very serious about our music. And this Ann and Nancy Wilson.
I am so sorry that I mentioned it.
Okay. That'll do.
No more.
There has been a cease and desist.
I suppose this is my last show.
Did you play guitar in your band?
Did I?
Did Anne?
No, Anne never played. She played flute.
Oh. Of course
she did.
Uh-huh. Okay, and that's, you know what? That's all the airtime we're giving them.
Boy.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Thanks to our sponsor, Beef Butt Cold Cuts. Every day you have to eat, so why not eat Beef Butt? Ask your deli counter for thin sliced herb roasted turkey for your fall sandwiches. Beef Butt Cold Cuts. When you want the best, but they don't carry boar's head, ask for Beef Butt Cold Cuts.
We have time for one more segment.
Oh, I can't wait. And what is it going to be?
It's going to be Dear Anne and Nancy. This is a lovely thing. Being celebrities for so many generations
and heiresses,
as
we have knowledge about the world that really no Encyclopedia Britannica or the internets could ever hold a candle to.
And so people write us, Mick, and they ask us for advice. And being our esteemed guest, you're going to weigh in on this too. And if you out there in the audience, the listening audience, if you would like to write us with your question, you may do so at Instagram, Famous Filson Sisters, at Facebook, Famous Filson
Sisters.
You can write
us at TITS at FamousFilsonSisters.com. Very easy to remember.
Very easy.
People ask us for advice and we give you the straight dope, as they say.
Okay.
And Mick, feel free to answer too.
So here's a letter that we got today.
Feel like it.
I don't think the letter arrived today, but it's in my hands now.
Go
and that's
for it,
today.
Darling.
Dear Anne and Nancy, my office mate and best friend loves to go out on a Wednesday night after we finish getting our midweek reports done. His favorite thing is to go out for karaoke and hot wings. I love this friend very much, but the truth is, he's a terrible singer. To say he is vocally challenged is generous. Isn't it my duty as a friend to let him know? I keep trying to suggest we do something else, bowling, mini golf, line dancing, but he says nothing feels as good as belting it out. I don't want to hurt him, but I also don't want him to be embarrassed when he discovers the truth. Signed, needs noise-canceling speakers in Renton, Washington.
Oh, that's tough.
Mick,
what do you think? A friend really wants to put their heart into it, but they just really don't have the pipes for it.
I have lived this. And my policy is to keep my mouth shut.
Let him be.
I clap, I yell, I
live and let live.
Yes.
Interesting. What do you think, Nance?
You know, we've got each other. I don't really need to make any friends. What I think you should do is by being really honest with someone will only help them get better.
Nance is very honest.
They can ask for help.
If her middle name was Frank, I'd believe it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What do you think, Jim?
About the karaoke question?
Yeah.
You know what I like to do? I like to sing along loudly as if it were my turn and kind of cover over the quality.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
There you go.
Yeah.
You kind of cover
stage
your brushing.
Yes, exactly.
A stage
you wouldn't know it.
Showboda. Well, I think that's good advice. That's what you're going to do. Renton, Washington needs noise-canceling speakers. I think that's the best
advice.
You'd
be louder than your friend or you break
Sing
his heart.
Over
These
him.
Are the only two choices you've
yeah.
got.
Yeah. Thank you for writing.
Thank
Mick.
You. I want to thank you, Mick.
You've
Bacon
been a delight.
Frosting Echo, if that's your real name, and I highly doubt it.
There's an Echo in here.
Where can we find you again here on Vashana? And we're not that we want to or we'll look you up, but if others should want to find you, where can they find you?
I'll find you.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay.
Do you think Topaz is going to do a reunion tour?
No.
Darn it.
Okay. Well, see you next month right here on the broadcast.
Or next week.
Sure. We hate to say goodbye, but we got it. Goodbye and stay beautiful, Vashon.
Or just keep doing what you're doing.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Okay.